Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Trisha McLaughlin is McLaughlin. Is the Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at DHS. Big hearing today. ICE was the subject. We actually had the congresswoman from Jersey who was arrested at the ICE facility trying to enter that in a big scrum tell the head of ICE that he was going to hell. Let's go to the Assistant Secretary here on Talk Radio 1210. Assistant Secretary, welcome in. I've often admired your work. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, I'm grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, today we don't go much further than the hearing when Mr. Thompson, Representative Thompson, shows an AI image of a headless ICE agent in his presentation. And then the Congresswoman from New Jersey tells Mr. Lyons that he's going to hell.
Yeah, it was a lot of feelings and not a lot of facts, unfortunately. I did think that Acting Director Todd Lyons did a fantastic job. Rodney Scott, who's the head of CBP, and Joe Adlow, who are the head of USCIS, I mean, they all dealt in actual facts and were debunking, you know, case after case that these Democrat politicians were trying to force down the throats of the American people. The fact of the matter is 70% of those illegal aliens who have been arrested under the Trump administration have either prior convictions or pending criminal charges against them. And, you know, we will continue to arrest those illegal aliens. And we know that the Democrats want to hold the government hostage to grandstand. But I'm very glad that these gentlemen were there to present the real facts.
For listeners, that number that you gave, sometimes we have people on that go too far and they make us believe that everybody has committed a crime involved. As Tom Homan said, you're on the table if you're here illegally, but the lion's share appear to be people with a criminal history or pending charges. How do you guys arrive at that figure?
Yeah, well, that is based on, that 70% is not based on if someone has committed a crime, because, of course,
right,
being in the country illegally or entering
right,
the country illegally, that is a crime. So that 70% is of individuals who actually have a criminal record in the United States of America. That does not include people who are wanted for a crime in their home country or in a third country. That doesn't include known or suspected terrorists or gang membership. That's purely the criminal record.
The violence level, the acting secretary today tried to talk about that in this hearing with ICE and the masking issue. Is that the biggest thing Democrats are pinning everything on, or we're going to have a shutdown, the masking issue?
Yeah, it seems like the masking issue, and as well as this administrative warrant. So listeners have probably heard before that Democrats, largely people on the left, saying that our ICE law enforcement agents are not entering residences with a judicial warrant. Well, in those cases, it's because they have an administrative warrant. And what that means is that they only would use an administrative warrant if the illegal alien in question has had full due process, if they have a final deportation order, meaning that they are a fugitive of the law, and that our officers have probable cause. So that's one sticking point. And then, Dom, the other sticking point is to those masks. And I do think, you know, it's such a reasonable question. Why wear a mask? Why not just show your face? Well, A, it's because of the targets of these operations are often a part of violent criminal gangs, MS-13 gang members, Tren de Aragua. So it's the targets themselves, the potential for violence against our law enforcement officers. But then, of course, there's a very violent and hostile time towards our law enforcement agents, and they are being doxxed, and there is an 8,000% increase in death threats against them, and we want our officers to be able to enforce the law and conduct their lawful operations while feeling safe.
Are you monitoring the school walkouts? We're having a spasm, Tricia, here in our area of maybe it's up to a dozen or so in the next few days. And how all this is playing out. I know the governor of Texas, now this is more of a state thing, said if you let the kids walk out, there's no discipline. We're going to take away the funding that you get from the state on that day. How about at your level, your thoughts? This is, and these are dangerous, some of these. There have been incidents around them nationally.
Yeah, I mean, I'd let the parents, you know, speak about that specific school to school. But I will say, right, part of the reason that these walkouts are happening is because there's a ton of lies and misinformation out there that ICE is entering schools and conducting operations in schools. That is absolutely not true. That has never happened that an operation was conducted at a school. The only incident or only time that we would go into a school is if there is an active public safety threat. There's an MS-13 gang member, there's a Tren de Aragua member, or, I mean, there was a case out of Chicago where there was a foot chase and a convicted kidnapper ran into a school. That is a case when our law enforcement would enter the school, but that's only if there's an active public safety threat that's going on in that school.
Now, it's interesting, and I know there are some incentives, but still it speaks well to what you guys are doing at Homeland Security. In Philadelphia, where we are, still very hard to recruit police officers, despite some incentives around the country. Yet ICE seems to be doing well, that you have a pretty good waiting list of people that do want to do this.
Yeah. They've had a lot of success with this campaign. About 220,000 applications to fill just 12,000 slots. So I do think that the American people at large see that we have a massive problem in our country. There was a crisis at our border for 4 years, and they've seen that crime has really skyrocketed, and they want to be part of the solution. So about 85% of our new recruits, of those 12,000 new officers, are on the ground. They have prior law enforcement experience. Many have prior military experience, but they have offered as well very good financial incentives to join ICE. So if you're interested, go to join.ice.gov.
Exactly. I probably can't get anybody better on the show, because I've seen you in other interviews, very detailed. Give us a sense, in these other cities, whatever data you have, other than what we see play out in Minnesota, that's atypical, that's outside the norm. Mm. In other cities, particularly the ones I see in Texas, for example, things run smoothly, and we're taking a lot of bad guys, hombres, as the president says, out of the country.
Dom, you're completely right. And just to kind of bring this high level for listeners, out of Texas, we have 90,000 arrests. Out of Florida, we have roughly 40,000 arrests. And then out of Minnesota, you have about 11,000 arrests. And yet you see riots and you see chaos. Why is that? It's because out of Minnesota, we don't have state and local cooperation, meaning that when we issue a detainer, so when we try to go into the jails, we know that there is a criminal in Minnesota's jails. those criminals, instead of being turned over to ICE after they serve their time, they will simply be released. And that means we have to have a larger footprint of men and women on the ground to find, apprehend, and arrest these criminals versus Texas or Florida. Those state and local law enforcement officers are permitted to work with us. They'll notify us before they release this criminal so we can pick them up, take them into our detention, and then get them out of the country. So that is what we're looking for. That's what Tom Homan is on the ground doing in Minnesota, is trying to strike these deals so that these local and county jails will actually cooperate with us and let them in.
One of the last question for you. I know you're very generous with your time. We thank you. The self-deportation program doesn't get enough publicity. It's basically telling people waiting in the other countries, you're doing it the right way. We're going to get you in here. And we're telling people, you made a mistake. Get out of here. We'll help you. We'll pay. But you have a shot at coming back. What are the numbers like there?
We have had about 100,000 the individuals who are in the country illegally take advantage of the CBP home app, which offers $2,600 and a free flight home to leave the country. But we've seen about 2.1 million self-deportations. So not everyone's taking advantage of that financial offer. But what we are seeing is the more arrests ICE is making, the more those are in this country illegally are getting the message, hey, my only option really is to go home. And so they do take that choice to leave now. But to your point, I mean, what other country in the world says to lawbreakers, hey, we'll give you $2,600 and a free flight home to leave now? It is such a human,
yes,
unbelievable. And so I really think it is, you know, those sanctuary city politicians and those on the left are really doing a disservice to those in this country illegally because they do have a great option.
I lied a little bit. I just came up with another question. I could talk all day with you, Tricia, while we have you here. Is there an official number, at least guesstimate, of A, how many people during the Biden administration got into the country? We hear a number that seems incredible of 20 million. And what is the guesstimate, if there is one, of how many people are in the country overall illegally?
Yeah, I would say that there is not a hard number. We do hear fluctuation. I think in the last 4 years, it looks like it was between 15 and 20 million. Of course, that delta of 5 million is huge. And I do think that that's something that keeps everybody at Secretary Noel, myself, others up, because we don't quite know who all is in this country, whether it be, I mean, just in the last year alone, 1,000 known or suspected terrorists arrested within the interior of our country, 7,000 gang members. And those are just the ones that we know about and we continue to run down, apprehend, and arrest.
Well, I thank you so much. Please come back any day. It's always in the news. Love seeing you on Fox and other places. Thanks for joining us today.
Dom, it's an honor. Thank you for having me.
All right. There is the Assistant Secretary at Homeland Security giving you some of the metrics that they use to come with this. They say 70% with some kind of criminal connection of something else. The other side makes it lower. Let's make it even 60. That means 40 are not. But as Homan says many times, they're not the prime target, but they're in play also. In addition to that, we have some of the metrics that she just gave you, their best guess in the Biden years. It's hard for me to countenance that it could be 20 million people coming into the country illegally during that period of time. That would have just shocked just anybody. And of course, these numbers are impossible to get because of the chaos that's involved here. All right, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
I should point out that guy who called from Jersey who was saying he doesn't mind paying high taxes as long as there's no deficits. Well, in New Jersey, they pay the highest per capita taxes in the country, and they also have the worst structural deficit in the country. They're looking at a $1.5 billion deficit already for 2026.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, and Robert, my point of using Darnold is it makes the broader point that I think everybody should buy into. We fight for every single individual when we're going to get them out of these confiscatory taxes, whether it helps us on that one or not, because long term, it's going to help all of us.
And I agree. And finally, as far as the kids doing the anti-ICE protests. It makes me sick, Dom, because we've talked about this before, and it seems to me the left isn't interested in educating the kids. They're just grooming them to be foot soldiers in their stupid Marxist revolution, and I'm getting so sick of it. We need a break away from big education. You know what I mean? Like, I was laughing when you were mentioning the phrase big weed. I mean, as Democrats attach big to anything. Yes. They created that industry, Dom, and now they're saying, like, big chicken and big pharma and big meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's big when it's bad, I guess. But anyway, my answer to the side question is back in 1837, a German educator named Friedrich Froehlich devised a class, and it was specifically for younger kids to go to school in a nurturing, playful, nature-focused environment so that they could grow like plants in a garden. And he took the word for children as kinder and attached it to garden, and we have kindergarten. And that's my answer for the side. You guys have a great day, all right?
Thank you, Robert. That is a really good one. David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Very good.
By the way, we should say happy birthday to the previous caller. Today's his birthday.
Ah, I didn't know that, Robert. Yeah. Congratulations. Yes.
Well, on the tax thing, what I always go back to, Don, is on a national level, they have from 08 to 10 to do something. They didn't do it then. So don't tell me you guys are the party for fixing everything. As far as this state goes, we have a $1 billion surplus and low taxes. In fact, last year, my property taxes actually went down from a little over 1,700 to like 1,685.
What?
So it can be done.
1,700?
Yes, it can be better.
My God. Oh, my
exactly.
Goodness. Yeah, in Jersey, can you imagine just a ludicrous, I don't know if the median's 20,000 a year, but it's got to be at least 15, 18. My God.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people, it can be better. It can be better.
Exactly.
We have a $1 billion surplus. So for my side answer, Dom, this is something you love to use a lot, and this goes back to Roman times, maybe around Byzantine Empire, I don't know. But it was a head of a household, he was expected to have gravitas.
I love gravitas. Yes, gravitas is a very, very good one. Doesn't even seem foreign. You know, when the word is used so much and we throw it in there, that doesn't seem foreign.
Yeah,
it seems
seriously.
English.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
like
it is, though. Gravitas. Very good. All right. 855-839-1210. Right now, though, we're playing for a big prize, and it's time.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right. We're playing today for a pair of tickets to Love Always, an evening of romance inspired by the great American songbook, Broadway and Classic Pop, this Friday, right on the cusp of Valentine's Day, which Henry celebrates whatever day of the week it's on. It's Friday, February 13th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. For tickets and more information, visit bucks.edu/tickets.
All right, Dom, do you want to hear what's behind door number one or door number two?
I think I picked one before, so I'll go with two.
All right. This should be interesting then. All right, Dom, so today on the side question, we're asking for that foreign word or phrase that we use in our kind of everyday vernacular. So naturally, I gravitated towards a foreign cover of a very well-known song. One of the most covered songs around the world is Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. So simply put, I'm going to give you a cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. I want to know the language or the country in which it hails from. Some things about this country. It is an island, and there are no roads on this island linking between cities. The only roads that you will find are within the cities on the island. But if you want to go travel to a different part of the island, you either have to take a boat, a ferry, or a plane. So that's
okay.
How that tells right. you kind of how remote, how right. little amount of right. people live on this island. So I want to know the name of this island in which this cover of Hallelujah comes from. They have a red and white flag. I'll mention that as well. All right. Want to know the name of this country. All right, that's one of my the build up in that song is so beautifully done.
And since it's a foreign language, I can't say they spoiled it. It's okay.
Honestly, it's not so bad.
I bet Taylor Swift has covered that when she was 13 or 12, yeah. Like I told you yesterday. Yes. That's not bad. All right. So hit us with that. You are off to the Zlock, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's exactly right. Let's hear today's clue.
Sangara sooner sooner. Opera pian and missing is a ida to pinaka.
Island country with a red and white flag that has no roads that interconnect the towns. Got to go by boat or plane.
Brendan in Springfield. Brendan, what's your answer today?
Is it Sardinia?
All right. That was a shot in the dark there. Yes, pretty good. All right. Hit us with that. We'll take it off air.
Yeah, let me
we'll
give you some more clues here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it'll give it away. It's got a very misleading name. I think... when the first colonizers first went there, they wanted it to seem like a lush land full of trees and plants and such, when in fact it's the opposite. It's about 80% ice.
Ah, oh, okay. 855-839-1210, hit us with that. You're off to this lot. Call and we'll get the winner in the air. All right, I'm looking more. Let me go to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, I hear you know a lot about adverse possession. One note for listeners, this kind of started with Josh Shapiro, I think, spending a lot of taxpayer money, big security fence. And that seems to be where the trigger was. Everybody started looking at stuff, and they discovered in their deed that that indeed is their land.
Well, it may be. There's little catches to it. I got involved in a adverse possession suite maybe 20 years ago. The laws go back to 1850. They're Pennsylvania laws.
Mm-hmm.
So the county court would hold it, not district justice. But as far as I know about it, Shapiro wouldn't even qualify because you have to live on the property for 20-some years to even be eligible.
I thought it was use it. We went through the six steps. And, Bill, you know, Bill, you probably you went through this. What it was put into place for, as far as I understand it, we don't want properties to go to rot and the owner does nothing with them. It's, that's a clear intent of this. And somebody else does something with them and they get it. Nobody let it go to rot here. It's just a mistake in the deed. And, Bill, think about this. It's very akin to being a squatter. This guy's running for president, and he wants to assert squatters' rights?
Squatter doesn't qualify in Pennsylvania law.
I know, but I'm saying this is akin to that kind of mentality.
I understand, Shapiro.
Yeah.
He doesn't qualify. If it belongs to anybody and not the owners surrounding it belongs to the community. In Pennsylvania, all the roads and properties are laid out, and the roads belong to the community. It's called a community plan.
Okay.
So you can't jump in there. You can't jump over it. So a lot of times it's for dead-end roads.
Right.
But it cannot be occupied or used or maintained for over 21 years.
Right.
And if you have property that long, you can claim adverse possession. You might have somebody challenge you. It would go to the county court. A judge would make up his mind. You'd have to convince the judge of that if you have, basically you live there, you can prove it, and it hasn't been used. Mm-hmm. The other person who would challenge you about it would have to say that they have. Well, Shapiro probably hadn't owned it, but he certainly hasn't maintained it.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Bill, very much. Well, look, let's look at the big picture on this, though. All right, I heard what he said about not squatter and all that type of stuff. It's akin to that. This guy is acting like a king. This is how, if the Republicans are on their game, how it's going to play out. I'm reading the complaint from the people suing back with Josh Shapiro, and it's pretty clear in this. The security fence seems to be the trigger, et cetera. The bottom line is, do you really want to be governor, running for governor, and this big national figure, and stealing the land of the person who didn't know they owned this in their deed, your neighbor? So you're going to hear them come up. And the more they do it, the more he does this, which I think he will. He's already gone down this path with the lawyer. You really think people in Pennsylvania, if we're zombies in, if this works, that they're going to be sympathetic to, and I know the attorney, Wally Zimmerlong, he's at top of the line for the neighbors, that whether he wins this land or not, I'm talking politically, I'm talking big picture here, not just a neighbor's dispute. What does it say about this guy? You know what it's going to do? It's going to turn focus on, and even the Inquirer and others have done this, how outrageous it is with taxpayer dollars that he's spending over $1 million, according to reports, on all these security measures. We want him to be safe, but my goodness, $80,000 on the trimming of stuff, et cetera. Shouldn't he? And he's going to have that after he leaves office, that investment. Doesn't that seem a bit excessive, particularly for a progressive to be engaged in that? You see where I'm going with this. And then asserting this against just ordinary neighbors. You're going to hear him say, you know, he'll stand up, I wanted to pay for it. They wouldn't do that. Yeah, it's America, buddy. It's their land. You're going to go to this extreme. If you've been through this, again, I'm putting the bill out. This is very akin to squatters' rights. While he's in Malone, can't go on, you know, he's the attorney here. But I think he'd say many of the same things I've said. And look at a big picture. If Republicans cannot bring this up and connect the dots with this guy, then this guy is just Teflon beyond belief. You would think this would be the last thing that you'd want to do. All right, we got the answer to the Dom's Money Melody today. Let's try Ryan in Collegeville. Ryan, what's your answer?
Greenland.
Yes, after that last clue, nicely played, Ryan. Oh, ice, not exactly green.
When the call started flooding in after
that. Yeah, right. Yeah. When are we going to take over Greenland? Ryan going off to the Zlock, one of our favorite spots. All right. I hear Bill. I hear what he's saying about not having squatters' rights. Although, Bill, I would beg to differ with you. You can say under law what you have, but in Philadelphia, We may have to get the guy back on tomorrow, Henry. Just take a note for after the show. We had an excellent guy on who does a whole team, or he did, just on how to deal with squatters. It's such a big thing. Now, I'm not saying Josh Shapiro is absolutely a squatter here. But what I'm saying, when you look at the big picture of this, what does it say about his judgment? To me, it says how arrogant he is, like a king here. He and his wife should have said, all right, you know what? At least until I run for governor, we're not going to do anything on this after the November, I guess. But you mean people across Pennsylvania want a guy who there was a mistake made and the security fence triggered it? You know how people then really take a look at your deed? Maybe the neighbors, I have to read it point blank. Maybe they thought this is kind of obtrusive, this security fence where we are on this property. And they started to look at it, and lo and behold, apparently everyone seems to agree that parcel of land is theirs. Okay. Well, he's asserting the idea that you didn't know it was yours for over 21 years, or in some instances it can be 10. So we're just going to take it under that. Wow. You think the way, particularly this is suburban, you think people in the suburbs and all, we know how with fencing and neighbors and deeds and everything else, you think people are going to be on the side of the guy who wants to be president? Let me put it to you this way. Let me be blunt. Suppose this were big time Republican. Suppose this were Trump or somebody. What do you think people would be saying? Look at this bully. Look at this guy throwing it around. He wants to be president. Now, to their credit, Spotlight PA and the Inquirer and all have at least been interested in the story. They've talked about it. I can't say they haven't. But I'm even being blunter. Let's say this was Stacey Garrity, the person on the other side. Let's say it was, you name the Republican out there that's prominent. And they were engaged in doing this. And the only thing I can tell you is this. I remember when people running for office, I remember it was a race in Jersey. I don't want to say till I look up. It was a congressional race. They went after the Republican who asserted that he had some kind of like goats on his land or something. That makes it farmland. I think Springsteen does the same thing, and he should get all these tax breaks. People did not like that. Why? They just think, see through it. You want to be the leader in all this and you're engaged in this? I think politically, this small thing may be the thing that starts to underline what this guy's all about. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us with that word or phrase that's foreign. Gravitas was a good one, for example. Could be any language. Coming up, I'll tell you, the current going rates, Axios says, the average babysitting rates in 2025, the highest was in San Francisco. I have them if it's one kid, and then I have it if it's two kids. I assume, yeah, these are hourly rates. I have Philadelphia's too. Philadelphia's seem to be a little bit low to me, but maybe not. How much do you pay your babysitter? That coming up too on Talk Radio 1210.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
10.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. I just saw this in the legal and filing for the, I'm not going to say their names, not necessary, for the neighbors of Shapiro. And apparently the claim is made there. They paid taxes on this parcel for 9 years. I got to read it more thoroughly tonight, print it out and mock it up for tomorrow. But if you're paying taxes on this, it seems, I still don't, it's the security fencing, the things he was doing here. But you have to be nuts. If I'm running against you, I don't think I would tell Stacey Garrett, don't talk about anything else for the next 2 weeks. Just tell people in Pennsylvania, this guy's trying to steal their land. Let him try to refute it and get into the weeds on this. This is just arrogance. Not even waiting till after he gets his second term as governor, if he does in November, and then runs for president. Wow. Adverse possession. I want this land. That's it. That's the way it's going to be. All right. So we'll get somebody on the squatting. By the way, the babysitting. Henry, how does this strike you? Not that on the horizon here, but if you need babysitters. San Francisco, the average one child is $29.63. If you have two kids you're watching simultaneously, it's $33.70. So that's almost $30. I was surprised. I kind of agree with you. Philadelphia is $20.10. And if it's two kids, only $21.
Yeah, that's tough right there. No, yeah. I need a little bump.
Columbus,
per hour, right?
Yes, per hour. Columbus is, not sure if that's Ohio or some other, South Carolina, maybe, David, 1998 and 2071. I thought these were going to be like, I don't know, $40 or $50 an hour with inflation, Biden inflation and everything else. That seems not outlandish to me, given San Francisco. Boy.
So are these like, I guess, like minors taking care of even smaller children? Is that the caveat here?
No, it's just whoever the babysitter is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the total babysitting market. Their best guess at it, metrics, et cetera, not just a minor.
We're excluding, I think, like nannies and au pairs?
Yeah, I think they would be seen
okay.
as a different
yeah,
guess.
Because yeah, I was just saying, like, I know some people have done that. I've made so much money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the au pair is supposed to bring a little bit of French to them or culture or something. Yeah. Or a spoonful of sugar. All right. I can't get enough of this adverse possession. I got to admit, with possession with Josh Shapiro. It's stunning to me. A guy this calculating thinks he wants to go down this path. Do I think he'll back away? No, I think it shows what he's all about. And again, I would tell you, if I were involved in anything and had the chance to get Wally Zimalong as the attorney, that ought to strike fear in the other side. This is the guy we brought on all these big federal cases. I don't know how they got him, that he does real estate law. I just have in front of me the complaint on his side. I didn't see the Shapiro. I just know what his complaint is. If they paid taxes on it for 9 years, Linda Kearns is in studio tomorrow with Dawn. Might have to have a meeting of two big-time attorneys, Linda and I.
Oh, I think she'd love that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she'll take the other side just to take it. All right, let's go to Joe in Exton. Joe, what do you have today?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
On the back of a dollar bill, there appears a phrase in Latin that explains the very existence of the United States. E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Joe. Yes, I wish we would keep that one out of many. It's many out of nothing here that's going on, as we've seen even this weekend. All right. Yeah, thank you, Joe. You had to go Latin. You knew what would happen with foreign language, a dead language. Nobody's given us any Korean term today or anything like that. Czechoslovakian. I took Henry Zeitgeist because of what it triggered in the previous show. Menage a trois, we took off. Just that Let's usually see. Is the answer.
Yeah. We got some, yeah, some Roman, some German, some
right.
Italian.
Australian is not a foreign language, Gary.
I really got a foreign vernacular.
I guess I got a vernacular. Yeah. We'll accept it. I'm just saying, though, it's English with with mate thrown in every time.
I got some different words.
Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon, Joe.
Dom, I'll make it real quick. I got a couple of calls I got to get to. Every time I see a keyboard warrior, a social influencer, someone with velvet blue eyelids and fluorescent cheek rouge and pierced eyelids, I say the same thing, faccia brut, which means ugly face.
Thank you, Joe. All right, Jeff in Collegeville, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Jeff, what do you say about this squatter adverse possession thing?
Well, I've been in surveying for quite a long time, and not many adverse possession things come up, but part of it is how much are you willing to spend for your rights? I've seen that come up. Mm-hmm. I've seen people worn down, and they finally give in and say, okay, I give up, because they don't want to spend anymore. But Josh has a couple other ways to be a nice guy. One of them is he buys an easement from his neighbor, and he puts his fence in, he maintains the ground like it is, and he pays for it, the value of the ground. That's one way. Another way is he has a license, and he writes up an agreement, same as the easement would be a legal agreement, but the license says you can have your fence there, but I can tell you at any point in time to get rid of it. And that means he's admitting it's not on his property, mm-hmm. and the neighbor just lets it go. I've had that happen with a neighbor okay. that needed the ground to let a handicapped kid come in on my property. I wasn't going to say anything because if I didn't let it go, he didn't have room to get a wheelchair in. So,
Jeff, with this, though, I didn't get to the brief here with Wally Zimmelon that I'm reading from. But, Jeff, this big security fence, I would say in the minds of the neighbors, is obtrusive and an eyesore. So it's a little bit different than just giving them a bit of an easement here. You know what I mean? I think that's probably the contention.
Yeah, but if you offer enough money, how much money do they have to offer you to say, well, you know what? I'll sell you that easement. It could be.
I hear you. But
to be a nice guy.
Jeff,
yeah. It could be a nice guy.
Just take this big picture, though. You mean to say, running against Josh Shapiro, that you can't make the case this is bad neighbor, this is who in the world is going to bludgeon them here with adverse possession?
I think you're right. It's crazy. It's crazy that he would have done that and not pull the fence right up right away. He should have done that. But he does have some ways around it if he feels he really needs this. But sometimes people run out of money and they don't have enough money to fight somebody over it, and they just concede.
I hear
and
your point.
Sad.
And say, look, I would tell you, here's the tell, though, Jeff, that this guy, Wally Zimmelong, who is the attorney, was the chief attorney they used up and down the East Coast in all these election cases, Trump, whenever there's a big civil rights case, like for cops in Springfield, stuff, big money, big cases, constitutional at that level. Wally Zimbalong is the attorney for the family versus Josh Shapiro.
Okay, well, it sounds like they have the money. So he ought to be the nice guy and buy his way out of it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. You know, I don't know Wally's fees, but I just told you. Now, he doesn't do criminal work. You know, if you're on trial, like Henry got into a scrape. All right, we got to get Henry out of this. Get Wally Zimbalong on the phone. I'd start, well, wait a minute. I'd say, all right, let's get Linda Kearns on the
phone.
That's
how I'd go
let's
first.
Start with Linda. Well, no, I know some other guys I'd get on the phone. I'm trying to think of the attorneys. There's a couple of these guys. I would say, all right, let's talk with them. Bring Linda Kearns in, of course. We'll have to consult with her.
Yeah, I want a team in this scenario.
Well, of course, you would defer to my legal judgment, if so facto, in the end of this. All right, Henry, you're not going to get the death penalty. It was a parking ticket.
Did your part.
I saved you from the death penalty.
Threw a lot of Latin phrases in there.
Yes. There's something about the mandamus I love. I have to look at my mind. Why do I love the mandamus, the writ of mandamus or something? It's a federal government thing. I don't even remember. Was it Andrew Jackson that mandamused a lot? All right, we got a tomorrow. We're going to work on trying to get the squatter thing on, because this adverse possession stuff, this is crazy for someone who's running for president all out forever. I'm really surprised. Maybe I misjudged him. Maybe he's not as bold and as tough as I thought. I'm telling you, this guy is a brutal opponent. He really is. He's smart. He's cutting. I'm up there, Henry. I wish I had tape of it. I told Ro that. Oh, don't say it anymore. It was her friend. I'm doing an auction. Like 2 hours I'm up there auctioning things.
Are you doing the auction voice?
I was maybe occasionally. Exactly.
Just rattling
at a zoo for the Elmwood Zoo. He comes in and he makes some kind of crack about conservatives and stuff like that. I look at Ro. She's just shaking her head, embarrassed. What could I do? You know where I'm going to go. Oh, all right, he does conservative. I'm going to do your short jokes. I can't see you back there, Josh. That's the way it is. Why would you come in and do something like that? This is not a partisan type of thing. You know, friendly back and forth. No. It's not with this guy. Not only that, Obama's got to put a copyright suit on this guy of stealing his cadence and everything else. And the number of times, if you hear him talk about this and he says the word folks, then you know where you're going. Constantly with the folks. All right. More on that tomorrow. Lightning round next. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, hit us with that all-time foreign word or phrase. I'm looking up for adverse possession here. There's got to be a foreign phrase for stealing land. Mike in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Mike, what do you have?
Hey, Dom. Listen, I call it gravy because sauce gives me agita.
Ah, beautifully put. You know how to get to the heart of the judges. There you go. Thank you, Mike. That was beautiful phrasing there. That's crafted finely. I'm not going to say a win on it, but I'm biased on that. You guys may have to talk me out of that. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours?
In the city of Nîmes, France, they developed a cotton fabric known as a serge. It is the type of weave that they use to make the fabric. It's very durable. And in the 1800s, a tent maker by the name of Strauss was taking it, dyeing it indigo blue, and turning it into work clothes for the men that worked out for the California Gold Rush. And the fabric is known as Serge de Nîmes for the city that it came from. But we know it as denim.
Ah, very nice, Earl. Zenos, I'm sure, has got something from the Greeks. I took care of you, Zenos. Hope hoi polloi is Greek.
Hello, Dom.
Hello.
Yes, happy new year to you. Yes, the hoi polloi is Greek.
There you go, Henry.
It means everybody from the city. Hoi of the polloi. That's what it means. You're right.
All right.
I'm going to give you mine. It's called Yasu. It's hi and how you doing. And when you're leaving, that's the foreign one. But the hoi polloi, you escaped me, Dom. That is absolutely, means everybody from the city. But I'm going to go with Yasu.
Got you. Gary in Newtown. Gary, thanks for the change. What's...
Hey, Dom, I'm going to go with c'est la vie. That's life, baby.
All right. That's a good case of rah, sirrah, too. Alan in Hamilton. Alan, what's yours?
Sacre bleu.
All right. Thank you, Alan. All right, Sean, you're up first. What did you like?
So one of my favorite ones, I like Robert from Ben Salem with the German with Kindergarten. Okay. That was a really good one. And then I got to go with just recently with Gary from Newtown with that little rundown with C'est la vie.
All right, Henry?
Yeah, I like Gary's call to C'est la vie. I liked Earl's history lesson with the Demon. I like Mike and Philly's answer with Agita. But I thought my favorite one today was the first one we took off the board, Phil in Delaware with Schmuck.
That was a good call, too. All right, I don't want to be biased on this song. That was noble by Mike, but okay, I can go with Phil in Delaware as a new person that goes into the hat. All right, we'll do it all tomorrow, noon until 3. Got to get the squatter rights guy on there, and I'll give you more of this law. It's incredible that this guy would engage in this. Really don't understand it. All right, Tony Bruno, Harry Mays are next from 3 until 6. Please follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Thanks for listening today here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.